Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Holy cannoli.
Together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, what's going on, everybody? Matt Steinmetz down with the Guru,
yes,
Johnson.
Sir.
We're coming to you from Thrive City. That's outside Chase Center. We'll be doing the show from 10 to 2, and then we turn it over to Willard and Dibbs, and then the Warriors play the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Klay Thompson makes his return to Chase Center, and it should be an emotional night. A fun night, and hopefully a night where we get a little closure on the whole situation.
Yeah, no doubt. And as the kids say, we can't bury the lead, Steiny. We outside, because we are literally outside, and it's beautiful. I feel like I'm at home plate at, like, Petco Park. Mm. This would make a good wiffle ball place. But Klay, man, what can we say? We're gonna give him his propers and his just due. But Steiny's going to be some tears tonight, man. I believe.
Yeah,
and rightfully so.
And I think, he's going to get, obviously, a resounding ovation, probably a standing ovation.
Klay,
deserves
Klay,
every bit of it. Four-time champion with the Golden State Warriors, and now he's with Dallas. And you look back on his tenure with the Warriors, and the reality of the situation is we've seen it all. We've seen him win titles. We've seen him, unfortunately, lose two seasons to injury. We saw him lose a little bit of his role in the last season. But I always felt good when we talked about the Warriors in their heyday, when they had Steph, Draymond, and Klay Thompson. I always felt like Klay was the most well-loved of all three by outside Warrior fans. And what I mean by that is I feel like Steph Curry was a little bit of he was the guy that always got you.
Okay.
So you didn't like Steph Curry if you were a fan of another team because he was so great. Draymond, of course, was the villain, but I always felt like Klay Thompson was the player that even non-Warrior fans really loved just because of his attitude, how cool he was, how a little bit flighty he was. But, he's going to come back tonight, and I think everybody's going to kind of remember the good times, and it should be a lot of fun out there.
No doubt. And you tell me if I'm doing a little too much with this take, but it's like a great TV show, right? Everybody has a different character, a different personality. And you mentioned Draymond and Steph, and they're beloved. But Klay, too, and his role to me was just letting people inside of who he was. Steiny, he wasn't a fake. He wasn't a phony. He was just natural, and people gravitated to him. So it'll be interesting, and I know we got some sound from him, to see how this moment, how he takes it all in. But when I think of Klay Thompson, I just think of a real one that always had his, he would let you into his world, Steiny. And it's just amazing that we're outside here before the storm happens tonight when they take on Dallas in a cup game, Steiny, the first cup game of the year. Different floor. I know that excites you.
Yeah. Bob Meyer is going to join us at 10:15, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. So he's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be joined by Kirk Lacob at 1 o'clock out here today, and we're efforting a bunch of other guests. But tonight, Klay Thompson returns to Chase Center, and the Dallas Mavericks take on the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
And, you know, the one thing I think we're going to get into today is there does seem to be, and I don't know what the phrase is, if it's bad blood or not, but, you know, there is something that needs to be fixed, I think, between Klay Thompson and the Warriors organization.
Wow.
And it might not happen tonight, but it'll eventually happen. But I just think if you listen to what Klay's been saying over the last few days, you know, I don't think he was crazy about the way it ended here. I think he's good with his teammates. I think he's good with the fans, but I just think that he would have preferred it to end a different way. And eventually, I think they'll come together. But
right now, it's fresh. The wound is fresh.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
And we've been through, we've been around the block a few times, Donnie, you and myself. So just like it with friendships and relationships, you know, there are breakups. And sometimes, you know, either party needs more time than the other. And sometimes you never come together to reconcile and kind of just talk about what went wrong. And I feel like Klay is on that side. But you tell me if I'm doing too much, because these are my feelings. But I don't know if you caught it last night on Twitter. The boss said, out the video of Klay in the finals against Toronto, where we were doing the pre and post and we were in the building at Oracle, and Klay initially got hurt. No, and he was on the ground thriving in pain. Steiny, nobody at that point knew what the future had in store, but it focused on Steph. And Steph went down on the other end of the court. He had the ball. It was almost like he was a prophet, Steiny, of knowing the severity of what this injury, as Klay lied on the ground, was going to do. And in a crazy world, Klay showed us all the darkness he had to go through to come back. And he never was the same, right? But what if I told you, watching that video, Steiny, and Steph's reaction, Steph was kind of right, because it never was the same after that.
I mean, they recaptured it in 2022, but you're right. I mean, after Klay came back from injury, it's one of those things where if you look at, you look at his career stats, and there's a 2-year break where he didn't play basketball, and then you look at where the stats picked up after that, and he's just not quite the same player. I think we know that.
He got paid though while he was hurt though, Steiny. That's that, you know, who am I to score anything? But that's one thing to where I feel like the organization did right by you.
Just
my two cents.
I think they had to pay him at that point.
Right.
I mean, because he was, you know, that was his first. That's the one thing I was thinking about with Klay Thompson is first 8 years of his career, he missed 25 total games. So he missed an average of 3 games a year. He was an Iron Man. Never shot less than 40% from 3-point range in any of his first 8 seasons. So he was, to me, he was the guy who could always be counted on those first 10 years of the dynasty. And, you know, Steph had some injuries early in his career. He missed a lot of games early. Draymond Green obviously didn't come here as a starter when he was selected out of Michigan State, and he's been in and out of the lineup here and there. He's been banged up a little bit, but Klay was always the guy who seemed to be in the lineup day in and day out, and he was an Iron Man. He was an Iron Man, Goo.
Yeah, no doubt. And we talk about ham and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, Shaq and Kobe, and the Warriors got Steph and Klay, both homegrown talents. And Mark Jackson, I always think of him, especially on this day when he came out and shared with us the world that he thought, you know, he was coaching the best shooting backcourt ever, and he ended up being right. But, I mean, we're watching him on the big screen here. You know, they got the memes of Klay right now, the holy cannoli. But, Steiny, honestly, man, it's just special to be a part of this day and to be a Bay Area resident, to be able to watch Klay and Steph grow and do what they did in regard to capturing 4 titles.
Yeah, Klay Thompson. great career as a Golden State Warrior, and came to an end at the end of last season, and now he's a Dallas Maverick. Guys always, you know, when they play their former teams, it's always a special night for some, and I got to believe tonight's going to be a special night. It feels like, and we're going to play a lot of this Klay Thompson sound from the last couple days, it certainly feels like he's trying to underplay this, which
no doubt.
I completely understand, and we'll see how it all plays out, but should be a real interesting night tonight at Chase Center with the Dallas Mavericks coming in. They're 5-5, and the Warriors off to a great start. They are 8-2.
Man.
8-2. So if you're out near Chase Center, come by. Say hello.
Holla at us.
We got Bob Myers coming up on the other side. We got a bunch of guests. We're going to talk about Klay Thompson. I'll open up the phone lines at 888-957-9570. And I think the question is, how are you guys feeling about Klay Thompson right now? You know, he's been through a lot. He was one of the most loved Warrior players last couple years. Weren't all copacetic, but the bottom line is he's back. And how you feeling about Klay Thompson? 888-957-9570. Bob Myers is going to come up on the other side, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
It's a three-time, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Klay just Googled himself and say three-time champion already. That's dope.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are at Chase Center, where the Warriors take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Klay Thompson makes his return to the Bay.
Yeah.
And listen, make sure you listen all day today, because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey in the 12 o'clock hour. That's our 12 o'clock hour for Steiny and Goo, and then at 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibs today to celebrate Klay Thompson's return and to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. So at 12 o'clock, we are going to start the giveaway process during our show of a Klay Thompson jersey. You're going to have to answer a trivia question or two.
Woo!
And if you get it right, then you will win that jersey. But Klay Thompson will be in a real jersey tonight. Unfortunately for the Warriors, it'll be in a Mavericks jersey, though, Goo.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, all the nostalgia and everything that's warranted with him coming back is actually a doubleheader in regard to the game means something. I know you hate the cup, but Steiny, we're going to get a battle. So that's just the icing on the cake. And I just want to give you some love. I know we're efforting Bob here, but I want to give you some love. We've been together almost 7 years, and there were times I would ask you to take a picture so I could post on social. We took 9 today, and you didn't even bark. So you are growing, and I just appreciate you, man. You are really, you're in it, Steiny. You're in that social media era. Welcome.
Yeah, my man. All right, so we're efforting Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors.
What do you think he's feeling about this? He knows Klay better than anybody, so if we get, you know, when we get him, we can, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm Klay, would you be happy coming back this soon? Or let's put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO. If he was returning maybe the last game of the season, I could understand it if he really, truly, deep down, and I believe it, wanted to be here. You know what I mean? Change is, it takes some time, man. Wounds, hard feelings, maybe. And I'm not blaming the Warriors at all. I don't know.
Why not?
Steve Kerr, Steve Kerr said he thought it was best for both parties. I'm paraphrasing that maybe a change of scenery was needed. And I get that. But it still doesn't make you, you know, at the end of the day, oh, I can't wait to get back.
I mean, you know, the one thing is guys who play in the NBA long enough always go back and play against their former teams. There's so few players that only play for one organization. Clay obviously is different because he was a big part of the Warriors' 4 championships. But, you know, it's one of those things where when we see him in the uniform tonight of the Dallas Mavericks, it's probably going to look a little bit unusual. And if I had to make a prediction, I just feel like he's going to try to really downplay the whole thing and try to treat it like another game because
I got
you know why get caught up in all the emotion if you don't have to, and I just have a feeling that he's going to really kind of try to go out of his way just to not make tonight as big a deal as maybe some want it to be.
Well, I'll tell you, my old boss in sales told me, Mr. Johnson, you only can control the controllables. What about when those lights go out and Steph is on the mic, which I expect, I don't know, and he does his thing, you know, to put Clay on the spot.
All right, let's go out to the River Island guest line. All guests come courtesy of the River Island guest line in Lathrop. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? Let's welcome in Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors, general manager. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I miss you guys. I miss
me too, baby.
Yeah, obviously it's a big night here coming up at Chase Center. And, you know, it's so long ago, I just wanted to do the math, but you were hired in 2011, and Clay was the pick that year, right? You were hired in April, and then the draft was in June. So had you met him before that down in L.A.? What did you know about him? And kind of take us back to that decision at the time. I know you were working under Larry Riley, but, you know, what do you remember about that time?
It's interesting. The year before, I was at the Pac-10 or 12, whatever it was, conference tournament in Staples Center. Then I was sitting next to Danny Ainge. And this was the year before Clay came out. And he said to me, because I was an agent at the time, he goes, I would draft that kid right there in Washington State, Clay Thompson, if he comes out. I'm trying to see if he'll come out. And at that point, Clay would have been a late first round pick. And then Clay didn't come out, right? And so when he didn't come out, I was then at the combine in Chicago or whatever it was my first year as an assistant GM under Larry Riley. And Larry Harris told me early, Clay was not projected to be a lottery pick early in that draft process. He climbed his way up. But Larry Harris was the first one to say to me that I really like Clay Thompson. And so there's a couple of people I trusted and respected that liked him. And then there's that famous story of his workout down at the old Clippers facility, like the Spectrum in Manhattan Beach, when Jerry West was there. And we, not just our team, but many teams were there watching Clay shoot. And there's not many guys that you just walk in the gym and watch him shoot one jump shot, two jump shots, and you're just mesmerized. I mean, Ray Allen's probably a guy like that, Chris Mullin. Steph, he obviously, I don't want to, his jump shot is not textbook. Obviously, he's the best shooter ever to play basketball. But Clay shot, Mully, Ray, they have that, like, the one that you would teach, right? Steph's is probably tougher to teach, a little bit lower release point. Anyways, after we all saw him do that, we kind of, as a group, said, that's our guy, if we could get him. People forget that Milwaukee was picking 10th. And they traded that pick to Sacramento. I think Milwaukee would have taken Clay at 10. And then when they traded with Sac took Jimmer Fredette, and that allowed us to get Clay. So, I mean, I remember a dinner with Larry Riley and I had with him at Scott Seafood in Jack London Square. I don't know if that's still there. You remember that play? Clay didn't say anything. He was so quiet with Larry and I. And we left the dinner. We're like, it's hard to tell with this guy. But, obviously, what a career with the Warriors, and he's still going.
Yeah, Bob, always a pleasure to talk to you. We were just trying to, you know, break down Clay Thompson and what made fans gravitate to him, not on the court, that was obvious, but off the court. How would you answer that?
Well, I want to leave enough time to talk about your pickup game, so I just want to
be
quick.
We got it. It's coming, Bob. It's coming.
Simon, how much time can we allocate to the Goose pickup game? Just want to be so I know how to answer these questions.
Don't get him upset,
we can
Bob.
Do it at about 2:15. About 2:15 this afternoon.
Oh, man.
What was the question, Goo? I totally forgot.
Why did the fans dig Clay? Why did they gravitate to Clay?
You got it. Authenticity, I think, just kind of the person. I think we all love people, no matter, you know, you just like someone who's real. And I think he was very very unassuming. Work ethic, you know, he was very quiet in his game, like low, not a demonstrative guy, appreciated throughout the league. He got some huge defensive assignments in those playoff years, guarding Harden in some really tough series, guarding Kyrie. And his man-to-man defense was just high, high level. And then to still be able to shoot, for anybody that's played, you know, you look at players in the playoffs, a lot of times when players do defend at a lot higher level in the playoffs, so your shooting sometimes goes. If you guys remember that Rockets game where they missed 25 threes in a row, that would never happen if they weren't having to work so hard on defense. And so Clay was able to defend the other team's best perimeter player and score. And, you know, he did it a little bit. He was never the headliner. And so I think people loved watching him do his job at the highest level in the biggest moments. And Clay, he clearly, like, saved. I can get into it, but that Oklahoma City game. I've never rewatched much. I would rewatch that whole. If I could pick a game, I'd pick two games to rewatch. It'd be that one. And I and Curry in Boston of my favorite games to rewatch. So.
Yeah. Hey, we're joined by Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Let me ask you this, because, you know, guys say stuff in the media, and you never know if it resonates in the building or if it's a big deal or anybody cares. But, you know, when Mark Jackson was coaching this team, long before the titles ever came, he said this is the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And, you know, back then it was a gutsy statement. Do you remember him making that? Do you remember thinking, boy, you know, easy, Mark? Or what do you remember about him saying that? And did you believe it at the time?
I did not. I wish I had that conviction, but he was right. Like you said, it was not a popular statement. A lot of people, I imagine many, many people kind of quietly smirked at that statement. But it turns out a couple things happened. One, I think he was correct. So he was way ahead of everybody else. And two, most importantly, forget about what everybody else thinks. It did, I believe, because I was in the building, give Clay and Steph confidence. And sometimes for young players, a coach making you feel like you're better than you even think you are is a great piece of coaching. And I think by him anointing them that way before everybody else, they started to believe in their abilities. Not that they lack for confidence, but it was a jolt in that area. And it's kind of like when Joe said that lonely banner up there, he was right, you know? And by the way, that's not my personality. But people like that are brash and have that, you know, they sometimes can galvanize a situation. And so Mark, I've always credited Mark with that. That was a big thing that he did, and I think he was right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Bob, I follow you on ESPN Countdown. I hear you when you do the games. I was telling Steiny it will never look right, Clay, in another uniform. What? Share with us your thoughts when you see him in a Dallas uniform just playing for a different franchise.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. I just, but life doesn't, this idea that everybody gets to finish where they started as players is so rare. I guess I always had in the back of my mind, as much as I think everybody wished that it would end with, you know, Steph, Clay, and Draymond walking to the sunset. It's just, you look at any sport, any team, even if you want it to happen, so much has to line up for that to actually take place. Some of it's economic, some of it's situational. Some of it's just circumstances. And so I always thought, although that would be pretty amazing, that it was going to be hard to accomplish that. And who knows, if hopefully Draymond and Steph, I think Steph's clearly the best candidate to do that. But at the end, usually it doesn't happen. And so it is hard. And I think I actually can't really do it. I can't picture him still, even though I'm watching him in Dallas and cheering for him as an individual. it's hard for me to do still. I don't know what you guys think. It's just it's hard for me to picture it and watch it.
Yeah, Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Dallas in town tonight with Klay Thompson. And, you know, the one part of Klay's game that I thought maybe should have gotten more attention was his ability to defend ones and take a little pressure off Steph, particularly, you know, James Harden. When did you kind of discover that part of his game in his career?
Yeah, he did not come out of college. Nobody was saying he was an elite defender. Nobody, including us. And, you know, he worked at it. He really, he's got a quiet tenacity about him. That's Klay. I think you guys know that. And so he prided himself. He's got great pride and a great competitiveness. And pride on the basketball court is not only one side of the court. I think if you're a prideful person, if you're a winner, if you're competitive, you realize that playing defense, although not as thought of as exciting, I should say, or you don't get the credit when you're just a great defender, but it matters just as much. Without his man-to-man defense, we probably don't win the level that we won in those years. I think we noticed it probably in year 2, 3, 4, but he was doing shell drills in the off season. I mean, he was working on his body. He didn't come in as thick as he was. He got much more physical. And Harden, people forget, isn't just quick and agile and skillful. He's strong. His hands are unbelievably strong. And so Klay's ability to take that up and then Steph sliding over to the non-maybe playmaker. And by the way, people would try to put – you talk about Steph too. Steph worked himself into a very adequate defender because they would try to pick on him in many of those series. So Klay covered up some of our perimeter D by what he was able to do, like you said, take the best player and make them work as hard as possible. You don't stop Kyrie or Harden. You guys are going to see Kyrie. I was watching Kyrie the other night. What he can do still is amazing. And so Klay did a great job. I think we noticed that, Matt. It was not out of college that we thought he could be that, but he worked himself into it.
Bob, you got me thinking when you said you went down memory lane with the OKC game for Klay. And Bonte put out a tweet last night. What was your favorite Klay memory? And there's so many. The 60 points in 29 minutes against Indy. The game you mentioned with OKC. But, Bob, mine is the 37 points in a quarter in 2015 against Sacramento. Like, Bob, just that's insane. And I don't think that will ever – anybody will top that. 37.
No, that was I was obviously there, and it was actually you should if you talk to Joe, he actually missed that game. He's never going to forgive himself. Wake up, missed it. It was funny. His son Kirk was texting him, being like, "You should see it. It's pretty good." And Joe was obviously wishing he was there. But you know, that was almost surreal watching that happen. It was. What did he do? He took like 3 dribbles. He didn't even dribble. Man. I feel like in the quarter. He had one.
12 minutes.
You know, it's crazy. Well, you know, the best shooters. You guys play basketball.
Well,
you know, the best shooters, even their misses or makes. He had a shot there in that quarter where it bounced up and around. It was a 3, and it bounced up and around, and then found its way in. And I was like, that was the miss, and it was a make. Right. But then once that went, it was like he was just. It was just insane, and that was, you know, there's certain things that stick with you, and that was certainly one of them. And I don't know that anybody will do that again. I just I don't know. That's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that is. All right, Bob. Well, listen, we appreciate
You're
it as always, and should be a fun night out there tonight. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Nice. Are you guys? I know you're there now. Are you going? You going to the game or?
We got to check it out.
We got to go now that we're here for sure.
They got us outside, Bob. A little chilly right now.
I wish I could be there. I want to hear how it is. I'll have to call one of you guys later and see how it was. So
all right, there it is. Appreciate it, Bob. Take care, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Bob Myers, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, talking about Klay Thompson.
Man,
and
do you have a favorite? Or they're all great, but one stand out to you more than the other? Because the OKC one kept him alive, game 6.
The Pacers 60-point game was
in 29 minutes.
Yeah, that was pretty unbelievable. The thing I remember about his 37-point quarter was after he had it, I want to say George Gervin said, "Well, we didn't have Gervin had the record with like 33 in a quarter," and he said, "Well, I didn't have threes." And Clay, I don't know how many threes he made that quarter, but it was a few, obviously.
So he went Mercury Morris to anybody that's going to go undefeated. The guy from the Dolphins always comes out and is happy when they lose. Iceman sounded a little salty. But he was true, no threes.
I do remember he was 11 for 11 that quarter.
Man.
So that must have been 11, 11, 22. God, I don't know how many threes. He probably was like 7 for 7 in that quarter.
And Bob just reminded me, just how good he was on defense. You know how your stamina and energy has to be on 1,000 to go get buckets, Donnie? And he had that. I don't know what type of jumper you had. Did you get off the ground much? Well, you got big calves, so I'm going to say yeah. So he's right, but he was able to go guard the guy on the next team, man. And I don't know if he gets enough credit for that, Stoney.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Dallas in town tonight with Klay Thompson. It's his return. We've been talking about this since the schedule came out. And this is your time, Warrior fans. I mean, where are you at with Klay Thompson? You got to take his career as a whole. There's no doubt about it. He won four titles here with the Golden State Warriors, suffered two catastrophic injuries, came back, got a title with this team in 2022, and then it didn't end great. But how much of the way that it ended sticks with you? And is it time to kind of put it all aside tonight when he returns? I have this written down. I do think it's clear that there's like unfinished business between Klay and the organization.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And it's going to take
time.
Probably going to take time.
Sidney
Lauper. It's going to take some communication. But I don't think this is the way he wanted it to end. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I see both sides to this. No surprise there. But I didn't think Klay handled it great. But I also feel like the Warriors were a little bit disingenuous when it came to talking about wanting Klay back. And I feel like they were saying all the right things, but deep down, they really weren't going to bring him back, and he knew they weren't going to bring him back, and maybe that was part of the reason that it didn't end well. But we can talk about that with Warrior fans at 888-957-9570.
What I know of you, Steiny, I know you have pride. We all do, right? Do you think there's any part of Klay Thompson's person that regrets not signing that 2 for 24, or was it pride of how dare you offer me something that low for what I've done and meant? Not what I am, but what I've done and helped you guys build. Do you think there's any part of that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's probably at the core of it. I think also I think there was something about Draymond Green getting an extension.
I forgot that.
And him not getting that kind of an extension. And, you know, look, this was 2 years of Klay kind of battling through some stuff physically and mentally. But, you know, I'm kind of curious about how Warrior fans are feeling about Klay Thompson. 888-957-9570. Let's jump into Murillo in Petaluma. What's going on, Murillo? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Everything is well. Warriors jacket on. Let's go, Klay Bay. I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. And I think it's a little bittersweet, Stein. I was reading the article from Slate this morning, and, man, there's so many moments of Klay's journey here. And the fact that he gets injured at 28 years old, it's so bittersweet. As bittersweet as the exit. And I think my favorite moment of the run, it's funny because it happened after the injuries. Are you guys hearing me?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. No, I saw. I heard something on my side here. I thought I lost you. But one thing that I remember is I went to the Game 6 against the Memphis Grizzlies semifinals. And, man, that, looking in retrospective, I think that was the more important series of that, of the run, because we kind of figured out the other series pretty quick. But that one was pretty close, and he came so big on Game 6. I was at the arena. He hit 8 threes out of 14 and 8 rebounds. And it was a big moment that people kind of, I think it's an overrated moment. And I agree with you, Steiny. I think Klay is the more whimsical character of the three, and I think people gravitated towards that because, you know, he kind of showed us how he was living the dream, playing basketball, playing G, shooting the ball, and going back to live his life. So it's going to be bittersweet. It's been bittersweet to me. But, hey, I like what Bonte mentioned early this morning. I think we might get Steph to defend Klay today. I can't wait for it, guys. Have a good rest of your day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Murillo. Appreciate the call. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson makes his return tonight to Chase Center. And how are you feeling about the way everything came down? What do you think of Klay Thompson, who will make his return to the Bay Area tonight? What do you remember most? Do you remember the way it ended? Do you remember the way it started? Do you remember the championships in the middle? I mean, you want to talk about a career that's had a little bit of everything, yeah, and it's still going on. I think that's what we're talking about today. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Hi, it's Sherry, owner of LifeSource. For 40 years, families have been loving our LifeSource water. And now, when you buy LifeSource, we will pay your sales tax. Call 800-WATER-99 or visit LifeSourceWater.com. End soon.
Warranty limitations apply.
Hey, it's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. They've now invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks does not hit. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. Today's Guru's Lock of the Day is Warriors will beat the Mavs by more than 2.5. Book it. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long. Download the app today and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957. Prize Picks. Run your game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.